When St. Paul's was constructed under the stewardship of Sir Christopher Wren, it was by a male-dominated workforce. It would have been exclusively male were it not for one woman. Jane Brewer is a name unfamiliar to many, but one of importance in the history of St. Paul's. She was the only woman to feature on the lists of craftspeople who constructed the new cathedral. In 1707, she cast and polished the golden pineapple to be found on top of the southwest tower. There are a number of references to Brewer in the Wren accounts, which are transcribed in the Wren Society volumes, and they provide a fascinating insight to the financial practicalities of her work. One entry under her name from November 1707 is simple and straight to the point. SW Tower, Pineapple, £354.01. Other entries under her name point to the fact that her work wasn't just constrained to the reimagining of exotic fruits, with further examples stating, building accounts for July to August 1707, for 136 pair of fine brass heads for ye great doors at 3 shillings per pair, £20.08. Brasswork for ye locks of ye great gates, £17.16 per pound. Also in the Wren Society Index, there can be found references to other women who worked on the surrounding city churches to St. Paul's, namely Sarah Freeman, plumber, Anne Brooks, smith, and Margaret Pierce, painter. Sarah Freeman worked on St. James Garlic Hithe and St. Michael Queen Hithe, Anne Brooks on St. Michael Paternoster Royal, and Margaret Pierce on St. Bartholomew by the Exchange, St. Margaret Lothbury, and St. Nicholas Cole Abbey. In her book, Georgian London Into the Streets, Lucy Ingalls pays tribute to these female workers, stating, they were not labourers, but businesswomen, working at the top of their profession. Now to a question which some may never ponder in their lifetime, but is most pertinent here. Why a pineapple? Furthermore, as a supplementary and rhetorical question, how many non-food-based podcasts mention pineapples as much as this one? Anyway, aside from their decorative qualities, pineapples were symbols of wealth, status, and hospitality. They weren't grown in the UK or anywhere in Europe, with Christopher Columbus bringing them to these shores for the first time. In the 18th century, people could rent them out for the night if they were having a dinner party, using them as a centrepiece to demonstrate their wealth. The alternative was to buy one, which could have cost the equivalent of about £5,000 in today's money. John Tredescant, the 17th century gardener and botanist, is credited with cultivating the first pineapple in England, thought to have been grown in Lambeth. Christopher Wren seems to have been rather partial to the fruit, as he also put them on Christchurch Greyfriars in Newgate Street, which was gutted during the Blitz. Now a public garden, you can, should the inclination take you, get right up close to some of the huge stone pineapples situated at ground level there. Further north at St. Pancras Old Church, a pineapple can be found on top of architect Sir John Soane's tomb, a tomb he designed for himself, which became the inspiration for Giles Gilbert Scott's iconic red telephone box. It is, incidentally, one of only 2 Grade 1 listed tombs in London, the other being that of Karl Marx in Highgate Cemetery. But it's back to St. Paul's to finish where we started. More precisely, at the top of the southwest clock tower, and that most golden of pineapples. The next time you see it, spare a thought for the woman whose efforts put it there, a true pioneer with a legacy still shining brightly for all to see. Craftsperson, Jane Brewer.